8:11 on Taking the Lead. It's Friday, May the 17th. Glad you could join us. And it's Friday, so that means it's Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes welcoming to the microphones this morning. Mike Eisenhardt and Scott Sterneman from Shoreline Smart Homes. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Glad to have you back on the show. You know, we've been talking for the past few weeks since we started doing this every Friday about Shoreline Smart Homes. And really, I've said many times that I'm a geek. So what you guys do at Shoreline Smart Homes, I mean, there's a whole lot more. And we've been focusing, because of the weather, on the inside things. We've been talking about how with just one touch, you can, you know, dim your lights, you can play music, you can turn up the heat. Well, we don't really need the heat right now, hopefully, but you can lock the doors, you can arm your security system. Basically, guys, what you could do is have your whole house respond to a schedule. And you don't even need to touch anything at all, right?
I mean, yeah. Or a voice command.
Everybody
wants to control their house with an app on their phone now. It's all about convenience.
It really is. So you guys have been doing this for a while, with Shoreline Smart Homes, but even prior to that, I mean, you guys have got a lot of experience with doing this sort of thing.
Yeah, we've been tinkering around since 1993.
Since birth, maybe.
You're geeks too, just like me. Just admit it. So, well, we've been talking about the inside. Now we want to talk a little bit as the weather hopefully starts to warm up here a little bit. And then we'll start complaining about the heat, right? I want to talk about some outdoor entertainment and lighting. Tell us about some of the outdoor things as we're spending more and more time and getting outdoors a little bit more. What can we do to the outdoors?
A big part of people's life is enjoying the summer, right? And part of that is being outside and grilling. And if you have young kids like we do and they're out playing around, running through the sprinklers, you know, just have entertainment. I think the big part of entertainment outside is listening to music. And what also has gotten popular the past few years is outdoor television. So you don't miss that ball game if you're out
right
in the backyard, you know, doing things or just relaxing in the screen porch with a iced tea. So we've gotten, you know, pretty busy with doing some outdoor tech stuff.
Yeah.
And even taking it as far as how big your property is, you know, outdoor Wi-Fi system. So you can get good network in your backyard from your phone or your tablet so you can stream that music and control your speakers.
Right.
It's gotten, we've gotten busy with it.
All the convenience of inside, outside.
Exactly. Well, let's break it down a little bit. You brought up a couple of things. Let's touch on the audio side of it, because like you said, if you're outdoor grilling or just having a get together or something, let's talk about audio. What can we do for audio needs outside?
Audio, really a lot like inside. A lot of different styles of speakers that we can do. If your area outside has a lot of rocks, a lot of landscaping, they make different colored rock speakers.
I've seen those. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty slick.
Really cool looking.
They really are.
And they sound great.
Yeah, they've gotten better. I mean, when the first ones came out 10 years ago, they sounded okay.
Oh, yeah, it was like an elevator.
They really sound good now.
Yeah, a speaker inside of an elevator or something.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like
the tech on those things has really come along in the last few years.
Completely weatherproof.
Yeah, completely weatherproof.
So it's a little sidebar. When you're talking about speakers, are we talking about wired speakers, or could they be wireless, or both outside? Or what's the best way for speakers outside?
Generally speaking, I think we're a little old school. We like to pull wires.
Sure.
And I think you get a little better depth of sound. You just get a better overall sound profile when you'd go wired.
Right, right.
Yeah, most of the wireless stuff, you know, you still have to plug it into power. Therefore, it's really not completely weatherproof. You know, if you have like a screen porch and you've got, you know, a wireless speaker on your screen porch, that's fine. But to really get sound in your backyard, you're pulling a wire back into the house to an amplifier.
So that was my next question. So the amplifier actually could be inside the house, and you could have the speakers outside, however big or small your yard is. Or your deck or your patio, and you can have those outside. And I could just control those even with something as simple as control the amp inside the house through just even my phone.
Absolutely. Yeah. You get the right kind of amplifier inside the house that we can control with your smartphone, and you can stream music, play Spotify, play Pandora, play your,
local radio station.
Local radio station. Come on, let's say. Right? If you're out there at 8 in the morning or 9 in the morning and want to listen to us, absolutely.
Yeah, you could listen to us talking right now if you wanted to out on the back deck as you're enjoying your coffee. Exactly. Yeah. So wireless or audio systems for outside, and you touched on the wireless networks on that, because if I'm outside wanting to control some things, sometimes if you've got a wireless network inside your home, it doesn't always reach or expand or extend out into your backyard or to the outdoor areas. Yeah. So you touched on that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, my house is, I got a smaller backyard. I live in the city, and my Wi-Fi reaches out there pretty well. If I get to my far back corner, not so well. But you get into larger properties that we've done in the past, or even if it's a
pool house, maybe
a restaurant, or somebody that has a swimming pool usually has a larger backyard. So you end up mounting an external wireless Wi-Fi or wireless access point, and they're weatherproof. They can get wet. They can stay out year-round, and they'll broadcast Wi-Fi across your whole backyard.
That's awesome.
Just don't give your neighbors your passwords.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Yep. And back to the speakers, those are all weatherproof as well, so you don't have to worry about those.
Yep. And there's different types of speakers. We've got the rock speakers. We've got what are called satellite systems, where you've got the smaller groups of speakers that look kind of like a landscape light, and they're less obtrusive. Right. They're small. And then you have like an 8-inch or a 10-inch subwoofer that you bury most of that in the ground so you don't see it. And then you get that full range of sound. And then you get into like component speakers, where we've got a brand called Coastal Source. It makes some really nice outdoor speakers, and they've got their Bullard series, which if it's standing on the ground, it almost looks like a cabinet speaker you have in your living room. But you can bury the majority of that in the ground so it doesn't stick up so much. But we're talking about a three-way with a subwoofer with a good power, and it sounds just as good as your indoor speakers. It's amazing.
Really amazing sound on those speakers.
You're just tuning in. This is Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes. We're talking about outdoor entertainment and lighting and such. So we've talked about speakers. We've talked about extending your wireless network so that you have access to that in the backyards. I want to watch the big game. TV's in the living room. Can I sit out on my back deck or my backyard and watch the game?
You can. Absolutely. Again, tech has come quite a long way in the last few years on outdoor TVs as well. As far as pricing, too, it's really come down quite a bit. It also depends on the type of TV that you would buy. Is what kind of lighting do you have in your backyard? Do you have full sun in your backyard, so you want a really bright outdoor TV, or is it you have a lot of shade and you can get away with going with a little dimmer TV? So there's quite a few options regardless of what your backyard is like.
That's amazing that when you mention the full sun, that they make models now that, you know, you can put in the full sun and still see them, because a lot of times you'll see them on displays at some restaurants and things on their back patios, and you can't see the screen. It's too dim because they're using a TV monitor designed for indoor use only.
Right.
Yeah, yep. We've got one of our good customers down at North Pier Brewery that we put a 65-inch full sun model on their back patio a couple years ago, and it's amazing the type of picture you get with full sun.
Right.
And then you've got the veranda series, which is designed for screen porches or, like Mike said, shaded areas where you got a lot of trees or maybe a pergola. You get enough shade. They're a little bit less expensive because they don't have to be as bright, and you still get great picture quality, and they're completely weatherproof. You can hose them off and while
Take
you're watching
them.
Yeah, leave them out year round, so.
Well, that's what I was going to back up and ask about the speakers and the monitors. Then you can leave these things out. You don't have to take them in the winter and worry about it. Obviously they're designed to be outdoors, right?
Right, right. You know, we get customers that if they get heavy snow in an area, where they've got speakers, sometimes they'll put a 5-gallon bucket over the rock speaker or something just to protect it all winter long, just like you do with your landscape and your plants.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're designed to stay out year round.
That's awesome. And again, the televisions, like, I thought that was amazing. You just hose them off with a garden hose. That's pretty cool. So do you have to cover – would you recommend covering those in the winter, though?
You can buy covers, and people even cover them up just when they're not using them. Keep the tree pollen off. Keep the bugs off. They don't have to clean them as often. The bird doesn't mess up on them.
Yeah.
It just depends on where you've got it mounted.
And then I would imagine you could wire the sound from the outdoor monitor, the television, into your outdoor audio system.
Oh, for sure.
And get that good sound so you're not listening to that little speaker that's on the,
exactly.
on the TV.
Right.
Yep. So speaking of outdoor sound and everything, I want to give a little plug over to Tosi's Restaurant, because you've got the Vinyl in the Garden that you guys are involved with. That's coming up next Wednesday, the 22nd, right?
Yeah. So our friend Dan from Tosi's, he had the great idea of throwing a vinyl night in the garden, and they just want to utilize their garden more often than they have been. And weather permitting, next Wednesday, we're going to bring out some turntables. We're going to bring out some of our higher end speakers and just demo them. They're great sounding speaker. And people can call Tosi's and they can reserve tables from 2 people up to 10 people. It's going to be a limited outdoor menu, and just sit there and eat and drink and have fun and just listen to vinyl. We're going to bring vinyl with us of different genre.
Nice.
And you're welcome to bring some of your own vinyl if you want. So I hope it's going to be a good night, and I hope we can do it, you know, more often than not.
And you said you'll have some things on display that we've talked about on the show here.
Yeah, we'll actually
well.
Have our Bullard speakers out there, so hopefully they'll sound good.
So if you want to check, well, you know they will. So if you want to check out some of the outdoor speakers that Shoreline Smart Homes offers, you can stop by. Again, that's at Tosi's next Wednesday, the 22nd. It's called Vinyl in the Garden. I like vinyl. I still have a whole bunch of records and an old turntable that I listen to from time to time.
I think we're all just trying to stay young again.
I think
right.
You
know, my hair might grow back if I listen to vinyl. And
yeah, good luck with that.
You, dust off
you
that.
And I are about in the same group.
Blues.
Well, how can if people have any questions or want more information about Shoreline Smart Homes or anything that we've talked about on the segment here, how can we get a hold of you guys?
They can visit us at our website, shorelinesmarthomes.com, or they can shoot us an email at sales@shorelinesmarthomes.com.
Very easy to get a hold of you guys. Mike Eisenhart, Scott Sterneman from Shoreline Smart Homes. This has been Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes. Thanks for coming in and chatting with us this morning.
Thanks, Ray.